Hi and welcome to Wednesday's MFR Farming. I'm Richard Jones. And today the news is that the sunshine has brought even more activity in both hayfields and the winter barley crops. The early reports of quality on that winter barley is that it's reasonably good, but straw yields may be on the lighter side of normal. Today there's also a call from our Rural Affairs Secretary Richard Lockhead to check carefully your support claims. In particular, Richard says, double check claims for eligible land and make sure you pay particular attention where there have been changes of use in either permanent or seasonal land. Farmers can withdraw land claimed incorrectly where things like road building have taken place. Just tell your local government office in writing if you do want to make those changes. Now, today we're going back to our interview with Chief Executive of Quality Meats Scotland, Yul Morton. He tells us how they're managing to get customers to buy meat in these times of economic squeeze.
We're in tight times. Things have changed in terms of what consumers are buying. A lot of restaurants have actually taken steaks off the menu, and that's because of the price of the product. But it's great to see other lesser-known cuts coming onto the menus of a lot of the top-end restaurants across Scotland and beyond. So cheaper cuts, less expensive for the restaurateur to purchase, and actually making those cuts into something that's interesting. And this whole move to nose-to-tail eating, which I'm sure many of your listeners have heard about, is fantastic for our industry because it's adding value to the industry. And of course, our exports are up right across our three species, Richard. The exports are up, and that's got to be good news. And imports are down. Again, that's good news. But we'll have to remember there is a recession on there, and QMS has got to be quick on its feet in terms of adjusting its campaigns. We're going to switch a campaign off steaks and on to roasting joints, and that's because our partners in the industry are telling us that roasting joints are actually harder to sell. But my job here at QMS is really to make sure that QMS is delivering on all fronts to produce best value for that levy money that we get. And, you know, the other fascinating thing in our little organisation, what you've got to remember, there's only 20 of us, but every one of those 20 people, they know that levy is from hard-working farmers and processors operating in a very tight industry. So we spend that money very carefully, and we think very carefully about how we spend it before we spend it.
So that's QMS, led by Yul Morton, spending their levy payers' money very carefully. But that's all from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow, 6.14, 12.40, with more MFR Farming, when we'll be getting a preview of this coming Saturday's NAN show.